The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Let's get the ball out faster and continue to play in rhythm. You know, when we're doing those things well, we're executing at a high level. So for me, as I'm dropping, you know, just continue to stay in rhythm and trust that our guys will win those one-on-one battles up front and trust that our receivers will win those one-on-one battles when they're running routes.
A hobbled Teddy Bridgewater, all that matters is that he has a pulse. That's good enough for Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur to want him out there instead of healthy 100% Drew Lock. But...
Well, that's because they don't think Drew Lock can play.
Okay.
Because you want Drew Lock out there.
Okay.
That's obvious.
Teddy Bridgewater at 60% is better than Drew Lock at 100.
That's what they think.
That's what they think.
Right.
I don't tend to agree, but we'll find out. We'll find out tonight.
Hey, are you going to argue with the professionalism that is the Denver Broncos coaching staff?
Good point. They're professionals. They know.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
They know far more about football. They have forgotten more about football than we'll ever know.
Yes, that is true.
That is
like
true.
Like they've forgotten when to challenge. Like
yeah,
how to use your timeouts. You know. Now I jest, but yeah, they do know. They do have. You have to admit they have a sense of from a preparation standpoint and everything else. They have a sense of what's. You know, what actually would happen, right? You got to give them that credit.
They might not be
great in game. They might not be great in game, but at least they know kind of who's prepared and who's not.
Do they, no? Mark? Do they? I know.
You're going to get me in trouble.
They are professionals, but you got to admit, over the last several years, it you can't blame Bronco fans for sitting back on their couches a lot of game days and game nights and going, I think I could do this.
Right.
And you know what? You might not be that far off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is... And try not to laugh when I ask you this question.
Okay.
What does Case Keenum do well that the Broncos need to defend against?
Listen, he... First and foremost, Case Keenum throws the ball underneath. He can throw it underneath with accuracy. When they have a running game going... You know, all the boot keep stuff. Case Keenum's a good athlete. He can do all those things. And he's done those things. He did them. I watched a couple of preseason games because I had a game early in which the team... I had a game, the Giants game, in which they were covering or they were playing Cleveland in like that second preseason game, the one where most people played. And I got to watch a ton of Case Keenum, and he actually played really well. So when they're on schedule, when they're running the ball, they'll design plays and they'll create some explosives out of their play action game. He can execute all those things. And he did it. Remember, he did it for Pat Shurmur in Minnesota where, you know, he earned a huge contract from Denver.
Yeah, that's right. 2017, 15 games, 67% completion, 3,500 yards, 22 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Correct.
And then he came here.
Then he parlayed that into big money.
Yes. Got a lot of Denver Broncos money.
That's right. He knew what it was.
For which he'll always be eternally grateful. Next on the Morning Brew.
These are the kind of games that the Nuggets hope they get out of Barton. This is why they gave him almost $17 million a year. And whether he does that consistently or not remains to be seen. I wouldn't expect it to be because at this point I think we know who Will Barton is.
There was a time before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
In which Michael Malone said Will Barton is the second best player on my basketball team behind Nikola Jokic
any longer by any stretch.
Okay, but he was tonight.
There's Sean Trotar and Sandy Clough butting heads during the Nugget postgame show, which we bring to you after every single Avalanche and Nuggets game, home and away, weekday, weekend, 30 minutes. Immediately following every game, you can tune in here and hear these postgame shows. Nuggets with a very impressive win on the road in Phoenix to start the season, 110-98. And then they talking about Will Barton. You and I spent the first segment talking about Will Barton and maybe this guy for all the variables, for all the wild cards that need to come up good for the Nuggets while Jamal Murray is out. Maybe we didn't spend enough time talking about Will Barton yesterday because, you know, he showed last night, man, when he's right, he plays an all-around floor game that really makes him one of the better players in the NBA when he's playing at that level.
Yeah, the consistency thing has been the issue, right? Injury and consistency. If you can get that out of him, every night, he's going to be great. Oh, by the way, I was really excited. How did Bones do?
Bones Highland?
Yeah, I remember Bones was going to be like the...
That's not you.
Yeah, like he's going to be the...
I like your attitude.
I see what you're doing.
Right.
I see what you're doing there.
Well, it was kind of like Bobo last year.
Yeah.
You know, Bobo was going to... Yeah, you could come...
Well...
Settle down just a little bit.
You know, it is human nature. We have seen it for years around Broncos training camp, and I think it happens with every training camp that fans and media fall in love with the next big thing and this young prospect. And Bones Highland was somebody who went out and was the talk of the preseason. And you heard all kinds of pronouncements like, wow, they got themselves a steal. And in the back of my mind, I was like, well, you know, we kind of heard this same kind of talk about R.J. Hampton a year ago. And he never got off the bench. And he ended up being traded in the Aaron Gordon deal.
Uh-huh.
Let's see how this plays out. Because one thing we know about Michael Malone, he doesn't like playing rookies.
He does not care. Michael Malone does not want to play rookies.
Bones Highland did not get off the bench yesterday.
Right.
DNPCD did not play coach's decision. All right, good win for the Nuggets. They are 1-0. Good to bank these kind of wins when you are not playing without when you're playing without Jamal Murray. Next on the Morning Brew.
Here's the snap. Watson fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, and caught for the touchdown. Kiki QT. Colts killer. That's it. QT with the TD catch.
Texans radio. Well, it looks like this is going to happen when John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who is the preeminent voice and source of all things Houston sports, says expect a Deshaun Watson trade to Miami perhaps by the end of the week. Wow, that tells you something. But one of the consequences of that is that Tua Tagovailoa could be on the move, probably would be on the move. And immediately the internet started, you know, spewing out connections, rumors of the Broncos being interested.
Settle down just a little bit.
Our 9 News insider Mike Kliss says they're not. Should they be?
I don't think so.
You don't think they should be?
I don't think they should be.
Why?
And Tua? I just don't. I'm not a believer. I mean, have you watched Tua play?
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
The lack of consistency in his game, accuracy, lack of understanding, lack of. I mean, he's a good athlete. I mean, that's kind of where I'm going to end it. He's a really good athlete. He's not a very good quarterback. And, you know, can he get better? Yes, he can get better. Like, can Drew get better? Yes. Can Teddy get better? Can people get better? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the ceiling there is just not, like, he can get exponentially better and still be an average quarterback.
Yet another one of those breathless, gotta have him, top five quarterbacks, fifth overall pick. Yet another one. I'm telling you, I mean, D-Mac won't admit this to you, but the bust rate on these guys that go, especially that high, it's like 80%. It's like 1 in 5 work out. Tell me anywhere else in sports where a 20% success rate in anything works. Doesn't.
Herbert went right after him.
All right, next on the Morning Brew.
1-1 pitch. Rosario hits one well to deep right field. Back at the wall. That one is gone. Rosario knocked the living daylights out of it. And it's a 9-2 Braves lead in the ninth.
Braves radio. Atlanta's going to do it, aren't they?
They're going to be the Dodgers?
They're going to beat the hated Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Dodgers.
The Braves. Oh, gosh.
Good for them.
It's great for them. But getting Atlanta in the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying. Not good for, especially since it looks like it'll be Houston and,
right,
Atlanta, not Boston, L.A.
Boston,
no,
L.A.
God,
would be,
please, no!
Yeah, it would be incredible world, I mean, ratings-wise. Atlanta, Houston? We got a problem. Okay, Houston, we got a problem. Yeah, not real exciting.
Good for the Braves. Although, before we totally put the Braves in the World Series, they are up 3-1. But this is Atlanta. This is still the home of 28-3.
Oh.
Yes.
You saying there's a correlation?
And Atlanta baseball teams have been known to fall short quite often come playoff time. Right. So we shall see, but they are definitely in the driver's seat right now. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Maryland, who spent the entire night last night blasting the Nuggets, is he ready to eat some crow after the Nuggets posted an impressive win? We'll find out. He'll join us next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.